are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Lullaby, lightning rider, gratitude offering the God, an instrument of your love.
Beautiful. Like to give you my unconditional love, light, happiness, and high vibrations from my heart to yours. You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration.
To shift the vibrations in any situation. So many thanks and blessings from the heart.
We're going to wait until Chances becomes an instrument of your love. We're just going to soak this one up for a second. There's no better way to start a segment. We're segment intending here. This next 50 minutes is going to be a wonderful 50 minutes of your life. Oh, wow. What's up, people? You've just tuned in Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Boy, oh boy, do we got a show lined up for you today. First and foremost, as you already know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. If you want to call in live on the air, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I would like to welcome very special in-studio guests, Angela. How we doing today?
Fantastic.
Sam, how we doing today, brother?
Absolutely amazing.
Beautiful. And those two answers are the only vibrations that we like to have in the studio. For all the people that are listening in right now, I know you're not here with us physically, Energetically, we are all connected. But if you were to be here with us physically in the studio right now, and you were to look up and see this ceiling, the colors are so bright, you would need sunglasses. The energy is shining in the studio, let me tell you, and we are taking it straight from our hearts to yours. We have an extremely special show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about 10th Muse, exactly what 10th Muse is and what makes it so damn awesome. Angela, co-founder of 10th Muse. Sam is the advisory council, right, for the 10th Muse. We'll get into a little bit more of what all of this means, what everyone's doing here, and why we're feeling so gosh darn great. It's Sunday. You're in with us on the Vibration Station. Angela, how are we doing today?
I'm feeling mighty joyful.
Mighty joyful.
Mighty joyful.
That's awesome. You can feel the high vibrations in the studios. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I have a few questions for you, Angela. What, first off, first and foremost, let's tell the people a little bit about what 10th Muse is. Obviously, you're here on the Vibration Station. The only reason why we even invite you onto this show is because you're doing something great for the world. You're informing people, you're letting them know of alternative ways of perceiving their realities, possibly the preconceived notions that we have on women,
mm-hmm.
on feminism,
mm-hmm.
on empowerment, on masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pass the mic to you, Angela. Talk to us a little bit. What is the 10th Muse?
Great, Dave. You're on the right track, as you know, because you can't help but be on the right track.
I would hope so. I would hope so.
So, 10th Muse is a collective of artists. It's
okay.
an organization. It's a nonprofit based in Los Angeles.
Wonderful.
We started a couple years ago, first with a women's festival, all women on the stage. Me and my sister were like, yo, why isn't there an all women's festival in Los Angeles?
Yes. And what kind of festival? Just for women? Like a festival for women? Or
No, it was a festival for men and women.
Okay, awesome. Awesome.
Because divine femininity is as important for men as it is for women, if
yes.
not more important.
Yes. We'll talk about how to tap into that.
Uh-huh. It's pretty good stuff. and so we had a festival. We had 10 different acts, over 10 hours of music.
Wow.
Female-based performances and some all-women performances, drama,
That's
poetry,
wonderful.
Music, jewelry designers, artists, painters. Really, 10th Muse is creating a space where all different art disciplines can come together.
Yes.
Because creativity, art, is really an expression of being, right?
Yeah,
we exist.
Absolutely.
And there was a time when music and speech, you know, if we go way back into our history, they weren't separate.
Mm.
There was no difference between saying Dave and singing Dave.
Mm,
and if you really think about it, if you really allow yourself to look at the world and your life as your greatest piece of art, things become possible that never were.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. The power of co-creation is immaculate. Sam, when we were talking earlier, Sam, for the listener's information, is such a poetic way of speaking. I just love it. You're so fluid, and you have such a wonderful energy as well. Sam, we were talking earlier, and you were saying how you know, your mission statement. Well, you showed me this wonderful quote, right? It said, "Our mission statement: we create solutions." Well, number one, trust is our currency, right?
Right.
Okay. Our mission statement, we create solutions for humanity in excellence, connecting individuals and resources together in action. Now, when I first read this, I was like, this sounds awesome. This is super cool. It sounds super positive. What exactly does this mean? So then I asked my buddy Sam, and he explained it to me. He's going to explain it to you right now. But when you really get a grasp, sorry, I cut you off. I know you were about to explain it, but it was rhetorical. It was rhetorical. I'm sorry. I do that sometimes. Sometimes I just need to shut up. But the point that I'm trying to get across is what they're doing here really is phenomenal. It is awareness. They're really getting people to understand a whole new aspect of viewing. The masculine and the feminine energies in today's society. Sam, talk to us a little bit more about what exactly this means.
First of all, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
This is an amazing space you have created. Your energy is just fantastic.
Thank you so much, Sam. As is yours.
Thank
as
you.
Is yours.
10th Muse came in our lives being a solution where an individual, when they come into a new life, new experience, and when you give it a shape of coming to Los Angeles, having a Hollywood experience.
Right.
Well, there are so many different ways an individual who comes in are going to walk into their dream life.
Yes.
10th Muse is a safe space where you get connected with those who have come before you and are providing a safe space to explore your creative explosion.
That's so cool.
And it comes from a way of giving back to the community. And the shape that 10th Muse has taken is from a space of feminine divinity. And the power behind it is one of not just compassion, but more of education, more of bringing different vibrations. And you said something very specific, creating reality.
Yes.
And those realities are based on experiences. And it's just amazing experiences which gets created by having an open communication.
Yes.
And feminine, divine feminine, the Council of Divine Feminine, the project, the event, which is going to happen this Thursday, 20th, is about a panel discussion. And this panel discussion also goes back to our mission statement.
Okay.
Which says that we create solutions for humanity in excellence.
Yes.
And when we say excellence, excellence itself means whatever it means to you.
Right.
What is excellence to an individual when they experience it?
Right.
And that's connecting
that's awesome.
Individuals and resources. Now, when we look at individuals, we are looking at what power, what powerhouse you are.
Right.
Who you are, your way of being.
Yes.
And then connecting it with resources, which could be other people's knowledge. It could be time.
Yes.
It could be knowledge.
Right.
And when we connect these two, you often see amazing creations.
Yes.
And then there is a small gap of getting in action.
Yes.
We have beautiful ideas. We have dreams. All of us has this amazing way of looking at life and what is it that we really want out of it.
Yes.
And when you connect these resources and you put them in action, then the next thing you choose is, what are we going to do?
Right.
And in this case, 10th Muse has given us a tool, given us an opportunity in form of Council of the Divine Feminine, which combines not just panel discussions, but also sacred music.
Yes.
So you can look at life in so many different colors, so many different layers.
That's awesome.
And when we look at any such project, we go ahead and all we say is, how can we support you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's powerful, Sam. That's a very powerful thing. To know the impact that this could make, right? If everybody understood how the balance, right? We were talking before the show about a balance, right? If everybody understood how there is such a perfect balance in everybody, in each and every single individual, between the masculine energy and the feminine energy. And we've talked about this on the Vibration Station before. Society has created certain notions, right, for us to abide by.
Yes.
For example, when we, you know, you were talking about coming to Hollywood, people getting caught up in the Hollywood dream, right? You know, people, you know, seeing these big actors and, you know, on the big screen, and then they come to Hollywood and they're like, I want to be an actor. And then, you know, they try to make it and, you know, they get all caught up in the dream. And, you know, it's super easy to do, super easy to do. But in these movies, right, on another note, in these movies, you see all the guys. Right. Every guy in any movie is, you know, action man, is go, is, you know, or ladies man, or he's the head, he's the ruler, he's got a blah, you know what I mean? Take any movie. And if you were to turn the tables, same with women, right? Women are always, they're always the mother role. They're always the taking care, and then they always need to be taken care of, you know what I mean? And they're always, so we've adopted this extremely interesting way of, but to us, it's completely normal, right? But I guess to the wholeness of who we are, it's a bit taboo because... Really, there is a balance of both within everybody. And absolutely, there's more testosterone than estrogen within me, you know. But that's not necessarily the same as tapping into that feminine energy. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, you know what I noticed, Dave, and speaking, of you, my experience of you, me coming not just as a woman, but also as a stand for divine femininity, as a stand for feminine principles being not just okay, but so, so valuable.
Yeah.
People, caretakers, yeah. Teachers, these are all things that are really undervalued when we look at how much these positions are paid.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So it takes people like me to say, you know what, I'm going to exist in these feminine principles and know that they're valuable, whether or not anybody else is going to give me that external validation.
Right.
I'm going to choose to be.
That's power.
And now you.
That's power.
You are a stand for more of a sacred masculinity. So what happens is, in my experience, I walk into this space. Here you are. You've got the microphone set up. You've got the blah. You're taking the notes. You're on it, right? You're making it happen. That's sacred masculinity at its best, right? You have a vision. It's going to happen. So what can I do as the divine feminine is come in and create a deeper context and nurture that and bring more artistry, bring colors, bring sparkly things, bring something different, bring a Sam.
Yes. Yes. Bring a Sam. Yes. I love it.
And so there's that balance.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
That's important too. I think a lot of people think of feminism or they think of divine feminine and they think not masculine.
Right.
And without, without a man, there is no baby.
That's true.
Without a woman, there is no womb.
That's true. Yeah. It has, it's only universal law that there's a balance. You know what I mean? Something I want to touch on that Council of the Divine Feminine is all about. And by the way, March 20th, 7 p.m. to 9, Founders Church, Holmes Chapel. This is at 550 South
Berendo.
I was even earlier having a difficult time pronouncing that. Berendo. Berendo. I keep seeing the R and an N, right? I'm dyslexic. No, I'm just kidding. Berendo Street, LA, California 90004. This is what we were talking about here, Council of the Divine Feminine, an evening of panel discussion and sacred music. That's what Sam was talking about earlier. Now, this is... Council of the Divine Feminine is a vehicle through which 10th Muse spreads their message, right?
Correct.
Council of the Divine Feminine is... It represents the same thing, right? Represents the exact same idea. And this is actually just, I guess you could say, a manifestation of exactly what we're trying to do here, of exactly how we can get people more aware of tapping into that feminine energy. Angela, I wanted to ask you a question. When you are, just going out through your daily society and whatnot, when you're going out through your daily society, I don't think that when you're going on through your day and you're operating in the reality that you operate in, right, in the society that you do, do you find and the reason why I ask you is because, you've dedicated your life to this. Do you find that there is a discrimination still in today's society between like a man and a woman on like really like almost like subconscious levels? Like, for example, like if you're driving or whatever, like, do, like, I don't know, like, do guys, like, do guys, Do you find that there's more of like an assertion in with men, and do you find that they feel more entitled in today's society because of the roles that women play? Because of what we see in our society as women to be? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For example, how we were talking about in the movies, right? Guys are always barbarian, right? Women are always the caretakers. Do you know what I mean? Well, that obviously has a projection in our society, right? That's why we relate to these movies, because we, you know. So do you see that though? Being an activist for feminine energy, do you find that there is still to this day hints of discrimination?
I guess the first thing that comes to mind is that it's not the thing itself that needs to change. It's the perspective on the thing.
Okay. Oh, totally. Totally.
So,
that's awesome.
So it's not the movies that need to change. I mean, these movies tell us where we come from. They tell us our history. Mm-hmm. We've been telling stories like this since before Shakespeare. I mean, since the beginning of Gilgamesh. I mean, back into our deepest stories and to our first historic moments.
Yes.
This is a balance that we've been wanting to express and trying to understand. And so do I feel that there are some men that are that look at me and feel there's some discrimination or there's some machismo attitude? Oh, absolutely. And those men are a lot like bulls, you know? Mm. If you put the red over here and stand to the side, they're running into walls and you're just going, I'm sorry, if you choose to be empowered with me, here I am. I'll talk to you over here. But I don't engage in any conversation that is based on that. And do I experience that occasionally? Yeah. But it's so far beneath where I hold any man, and I know that as a woman, I need men. You know, like men are extraordinary.
Absolutely.
And masculinity is an extraordinary force. It has things get going. It has things move. And so my personal stand is that when I witness a man who doesn't have a wholesome relationship with femininity in themselves, I can understand that. Try my best to have compassion for that and not engage in that and invite them into a higher conversation.
Word. That's a great place to be.
It's fantastic.
That's probably,
let me tell you, it's great.
Totally. That's awesome. And with a mentality like that, you're not going to attract, right? Here on the Vibration Station, we talk a lot about the law of attraction, right? With a mentality like that, women, this is to all the women out there, ladies, listen.
Ladies.
No, seriously, you know, if you have a mentality like that, you're not going to attract the guys that are the bulls. Do you know
what
I mean?
And if you want to meet the most amazing men in Los Angeles, you should come to this event, because seriously, the men that come to 10th Muse events are the most inspiring. I mean, look, you see, I'm getting chills. Like, they're the most incredible, inspiring men
that I've
ever met in my life.
You got to come to the event, guys.
And that's not even just a shameless plug. I mean it. Like, these men are fantastic.
Well, you know, I feel like you got to be if you're going to be a part of something that's so in touch with oneself, right? And also, what guy wouldn't be super awesome for being so in touch with the divine feminine energy, right? Now, imagine, right, a world where people, instead of looking at like two dudes hugging, right, and being like, oh, what if they're probably gay, you know, instead of doing that, they were like, dude, that is awesome. That is love right there. Dude, look at how much those people appreciate each other. You know what I mean? Like, and if everybody, like, kind of in society started to, like, adopt that understanding for kind of like, well, you know, to each is their own. And all I know is that as a dude, society supports me when I exercise my femininity, right? Not that I'm gay. Not that I'm homosexual in any way, shape, or form. I love female, right? We're still attracted. You know, that's all good. That's, you know. But society's got my back, right? When it comes to like, yeah, dude, tap into that femininity. Like, everybody, guys, I feel like everybody would allow themselves to be more of who they want to be. Because the feminine energy, I feel like, and Sam, please, Sam, Angela, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, as you were saying, the masculine energy is kind of like the moving energy. That gets the energy, like, that's the momentum energy. I feel like the feminine energy is like the That's like what waters the seeds, and that's what allows the plants to grow.
Yeah, like what's the point of moving?
Exactly. Like feminine energy is the sunshine and the water. You know what I mean? So if we, knowing that there is a masculine and a feminine within everybody, if men in today's society, instead of having to be that guy, you know. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not putting that down. That's an expression. That's awesome. Be, you know, that's cool. But you might feel better. See, my life is dedicated to letting people know that they can feel better than they already do. That's like, that's it, right? I'm not saying it's bad. It's great if you want to do that. But I'm just letting you know that there's a way, there's a way of accessing something through tapping into the feminine energy where, as a dude, you just feel better. It's not about, you know, it's not about, like, being gay. It's not about, you know, having, like, you know, it's because in Los Angeles, right? And I know that this is this show broadcasts worldwide, so this might not apply to you. But even in your hometown, even if you're not in Los Angeles, even in Los Angeles, there is a huge influence, you know, with, you know, homosexuality, right? And every time you see somebody starting to tip the scale of that energy form. For example, if you're a man and then a man starts to come off a little bit more feminine or act feminine, our society's first thing, if he walks into a room, oh, that guy's gay. What if he's just really awesome? Sam, take it.
And one of the things we also address in this specific event is from a religious viewpoint.
Yes.
And religious viewpoint is about a belief and how, well, belief systems over eons have shaped how we look at different things.
Yes.
The two different things, two things I would like to address. First of all, when you had mentioned about movie actors and discrimination, and Angela, you responded brilliantly on that, is also how about we look at it where when you look at roles of male and feminine,
yes,
is that a lot of times, us guys, dudes, are just not aware,
yes,
of all that we can be to become whole.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And when the messages are going out from movies, from theater, arts, from so many different perspectives,
yes,
and when you look at it from a feminine perspective as to what is the role of feminine in today's world, and when you ponder on that, then a lot of revelation comes up about who you are.
Wow.
And that's why this evening of panel discussion,
that's interesting,
is an absolutely beautiful way for not only those who are connected, but those who have contemplated on connecting.
Right.
Not just with spirituality, but having an open discussion where religious views are also looked at.
Yes.
And there was something that you had mentioned about how we look at different labels we have given each other, especially as guys, and when we look at being a gay or homosexual.
Indeed.
Well, get rid of all those labels.
Exactly.
And then we tap into our feminine experiences.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's a very powerful, powerful message that 10th Muse and Council of Divine Feminine is sending out, that not only this is available to us, we are inviting you to come and participate, because we can,
and not just participate but co-create.
Yeah,
that the event is a tapestry of song and dialogue and ideas. I mean, even our panelist, the Catholic priest, was like, well, yeah, I'm excited to come talk, but I'm really more excited to come learn, because I feel like that's the awesome. Divine feminine is something that overall in the Catholic tradition is underexplored.
Yes.
This is our only male panelist saying, wow, I want to come and learn about the divine feminine from all of these other women, from these performers, from the audience.
Right.
That there's not some separation.
And there is a joy. I mean, just in this room when I'm speaking to you, Dave, and I'm seeing Angela, and this conversation is happening.
Yes.
The way we express ourselves and the way our tones and the way our words are flowing, it also connects us to different way of communicating.
It does. It does indeed. It does indeed. I mean, we're communicating on multiple levels, you know, at all points. The, you know, body language, we're communicating through, like, frequency. Even when we, Sam, I'm looking into your eyes right now, and I feel like, you know, I feel like we're connecting on a deeper level than just talking, you know what I mean? I just wanted to chime in real quick. I just wanted to throw this out here. When I was talking about, you know, people, society perceiving homosexuality, we love everybody. I hope I didn't come off at all to sound like I was putting down in any way, shape, or form any sexual preference. If you are heterosexual, homosexual, any sexual, if you're attracted to intelligence, I know that there's that one too. You know, there's all these sexuals out there. We love you. That is awesome. You pursue that to the highest degree possible, as long as it makes you feel good and it doesn't hurt anybody else. Then you, and that goes for anything. I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, and the beautiful part about this is sexuality is also something that we get to explore.
Yes, indeed, indeed, and that's one of the most powerful energies. I mean, as a human being, sexuality is one of the most driving energies in not only the human body, but in society. I mean, procreation. I mean, you know, it's number one. You know, it's right there. So, Sam, please continue.
What I really wanted to do was ask Angela a question. One of the things about Council of Divine Feminine is something that you have created. You are going to have multiple events. Where do you see, and how do you see, so not only where, how do you see this making a huge impact for those of us who are going to be in the panel?
Yeah.
So how is this event going to affect the panelists themselves, the people on the stage?
And people and who are...
people who are in the room, uh-huh. Basically everybody in important. Attendance.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Sam's full of fantastic questions. It takes a more powerful person to have a great question than a great answer, I think. So I'll be the person with the answer. I think there's a possibility for a subtle reconnection with your ability to receive. The masculine is a force which gives, and the feminine is a force that's received. I don't know if anybody else has realized that we're in a really noisy world. Everybody's talking and very few people are listening. So how do we learn to listen? We have to be taught. Listening is a feminine passive state, and when you come into a space where you are invited to listen, you're invited to speak, you're treated and held as a co-creator of this event. You're no less entitled to say, be, do whatever it is you feel like you need to say, be, and do,
yes,
than I am as the person who doesn't sleep because they're throwing this event, right? There's no separation there. Everybody is there. Even just being in a room where you have that permission can have a profound impact on your feeling of self-expression, your feeling of freedom, and I know that's the ultimate, that's 10th Muse's vision is if you can feel fully self-expressed, suddenly fear kind of drips away.
Yeah.
You're able to receive messages, not just from, you know, the universe or God or whatever, but maybe a message that your sister, your brother, your friends have been trying to get to you, but you've been in such a go, 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 I live in Los Angeles, I can't stop for a second mode, that you can't hear a damn thing. And what happens when you can't hear a damn thing from yourself, from your world, from your society? You feel lost, you feel confused, you feel unfulfilled, and stressed out. So this is an event where all of that can kind of drip away. And for a minute, you can sink into who am I? What am I here for? And what do I have to receive?
Yes.
Because I think all of us, we're truly gifted, you know, especially here in LA. I mean, oh my gosh, you live in Los Angeles. You should be thanking your lucky stars. There's so much here.
Oh, yes.
So that's what I see as a subtle... A subtle reawakening of the power of receptivity.
That's beautiful. And Dave, something that you had mentioned earlier about the journey, I would like to... the feminine...
Please.
...has a way of connecting. And an invitation here for everyone is to, let's take a journey together into the nature of femininity. A journey where our diversity enriches us and our differences.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They unite us.
Yes.
So this panel is a very powerful
Wow.
space.
I want to talk Did I interrupt you, Sam? I'm sorry, I did. Go on.
You are on a roll. You are just doing fantastic.
You're
exploding.
Yeah, you're fantastic. You're both fantastic.
Dude, guys, you are doing
this
amazing.
Is a love fest. I know.
Welcome to the Vibration Station, guys. This is a blessing to have you guys. And Sam, go on.
That case, I'm going to ask Angela to sing something beautiful then.
I feel like I could die happy right now.
Wow.
I feel like I could throw my money down, like I could ride away into the night. And when I was just out of sight, I'd say, hold on to what you've been dreaming of, and hold on to what you love. Hold on till it's right in your fingers, then let go.
Wow. Woo! Angela, entrepreneur and savant.
New business cards being printed now.
That's awesome. That is so cool. I love that. We're all about just busting out in the energy field. Yes! That's what the Vibration Station is all about. I just wanted to let the listeners know, we're talking about this panel. We're talking about this awesome panel of all these cool people. I'm just going to let... This is everyone that's on the panel, right? We're just going to let all the listeners know right here. What? So on this panel of people, right? Okay, wonderful. On this panel of people, we have an empowerment leader, okay, who's also a collaboration expert. We have a Catholic priest. We have a Shin Buddhist reverend. We have a Jewish leader and an interfaith activist. We have a Muslim leader and a women's rights activist. We have a gospel group, and then we also have a dancer, which she draws her arts from diverse spiritual traditions, including Hinduism, Christianity, Purana, and she brings spiritual workshops and expressions alive through movement. Right?
She really does.
She's awesome. Yeah, she's super cool. Basically, the whole idea of this panel is that we're bringing, as if I'm a part of it. Well, I am a part of it.
Now you are.
We are all a part of it. We are all a part of it.
Welcome to the vortex.
Welcome to the vortex.
Welcome to the vortex.
Do you listen to Abraham?
Maybe.
Are you an Abrahammer? Are you an Abrahammer?
Maybe.
Well, if you know about the Vibration Station, we're all about welcome to the vortex. Wow.
I wish you could have seen Dave's face when I just
said
that.
You just spun one on us. That's awesome. Welcome to the vortex. That is awesome. Truly. That's one of our favorite things. That is Abraham Hicks. That is copywritten, I think that's copywritten. If it's not, it definitely is copywritten by Abraham. So the point is, you're in the vortex. When you are with these people on this panel, there is such an awesome opportunity to really tap in to diverse understanding, right? I love the fact, Sam and Angela, that there's a Catholic priest, a Buddhist reverend, a Jewish leader, a Muslim leader, a spiritual dancer, like an empowered, like, you know, there's north, south, east, west, and everything in between. And I'm just like so down for that, because these people are not coming together to discuss and work out a political or religious problem. No. They're coming together to let everybody know that it's one and the same. They're coming together from all different books, all different sides of the planet, all different religions, all different time periods, all different belief systems, which is all really just rooted back at the same thing, love. We're all one. You know, it's all God. It's all good. It's all God. It's all good. That's it. Whether you're Catholic, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hinduist, doesn't matter. It's all God and it's all good. You know, love yourself, love everyone else. You know, you're good. That's it. You know, so the point is, I love this. I'm sorry if I'm ranting. I just think it's really, really a powerful thing. Really, really a powerful thing. And it's bringing everybody together. And not only is it connecting, this just popped in my head. And I'm right after this, I'll give it right back to you guys. I'm sorry. I'm getting passionate about what you guys are starting here. It's like,
that's the power of the divine feminine working through you.
That it absolutely is. I can tell you right now. It's the power. I'm going to have
I'm going to have some really, really powerful divine woman just start channeling through me.
Mm-hmm.
I can already feel her. Her name is Rosaline. I'm just kidding. No, seriously. This is bringing together not only genders, not only understanding the power of feminine, masculine energy together, balance. This is bringing together religion. This is breaking down the barriers of religious understandings along with sexual placements that our society have put, along with individual understandings. This is a collective force of positive momentum for change, for people's understanding of themselves in their surroundings, who they are in what they are. And this is the new paradigm. This is the new paradigm. That's all I wanted to say. Sam!
Thank you, Dave. So where should we take this new paradigm, sir?
Where should we take this new... This is a conversation that we need to sit down and have outside of the studio. This is something I couldn't tell you. I don't even. Well, you know, you where do you take it? You start with the Council of the Divine Feminine. You start with the event, and you just keep growing them, and then you get people. Just like anything, you do it for the love. Just like anything, you do it for the love, and everything else will follow. You don't even have to try. You'll see. We're going to have them back on. Well, we'll have them on in sooner than a year. But what I'm saying is, in a year, when they come back on, you're going to see. We're going to be talking about, like this is the you know, we have five Council of the Divine, you know, and all this. So it's, you know, it's expansion. It's growth. And the fact of the matter is, excuse my French, but there's no bullshit about it. You know, there's no... It's real. It's in your face. It's, this is what's going on. We're all trying to come together. We're all trying to connect. We don't care what your religion is. We don't care where you were brought up, who you are, where you're from, what you think, what you believe in. We love you. And just know that there's this part of you that's so whole and big, and you can access it at any time you want, and it's always there.
And if you're willing to express and you're willing to be of service, you're welcome to join us.
That's awesome.
And, you know, on disagreement, on because religious discourse often has a power to have people argue. And that is definitely, thank you for noticing, that's not what we're about. We have a choice, you know, if we both disagree on something, let's say we're looking at a rock and you say it's pink and I say it's blue, because from where I stand, it's blue. From where you stand, it's pink. In that moment, I can either choose to go, you're obviously not standing where I stand,
right,
and that is a problem. Or I can go, wow, what a beautiful thing. You're standing in a different place. How can I learn more about where I'm standing based on where you're standing?
The power of contrast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're here not to just experience who we are, but also who we are not.
Yes.
And isn't it, can we start being grateful for people who represent what we are not, rather than turning them into our enemy?
That's really intelligent. That's exactly what we talk about here. That's everything and more.
Welcome to the vortex.
Welcome to the vortex. That's everything and more. It's really true. And that's actually what you guys are doing here. That is exactly what you guys are doing here. Mm-hmm. Sam, how did you get involved? What was your... Not necessarily how did you get involved.
I was kidnapped.
I said, Sam, I need you.
I love it.
You have to come here now. And he said, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
That's awesome.
And he brought donuts.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
All the donuts are gone now, by the way.
Thank you.
What was the drive, right? What's the passion to be a leader in this, to get this message out, right? Now, I understand from a woman's perspective, right? But Sam, stereotyping. See, I can see from a woman's perspective why. See, that's society in my head saying, well, she's, you know. So, Sam, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Thank you for asking that question.
I'm curious, yes.
It's a deep spiritual awakening.
Okay.
Which allowed me to look at divine feminine, the words,
okay,
from a different experience. Upon reflection on what Angela, Candace, the group is creating with support of a few dudes. And Daniel, who has been their supporting structure when I met him, when I met them.
Who is one of the co-founders.
He's one of the co-founders. It allowed me to see what is potential. Mm. It allowed me to see how their message is also supporting in my personal vision and world peace.
Yes.
When I explored it further as to creating a safe space by understanding what is divine feminine, and those conversations just within myself opened up so many different doors.
Wow.
And when you see different amazing solutions, answers which are coming out, you want to participate.
Absolutely.
And the
absolutely.
Best,
yeah.
And the best way you can participate is by contributing what you know, what you observe. And when such a movement is already live in progress, then you just jump on board and say, all right, I have a ranch. What do I need to fix?
Yes.
When it came to having this journey, not only from a spiritual side, but practically in a community level where art and music is celebrating and a discussion which is on table, it just drew that this is one of those subjects which I want to learn more about.
Absolutely.
And that's where the ball got rolling, and here we are, Council of Divine Feminine, an evening of panel discussion with different religious leaders who are that's all amazing. Looking at feminine as a solution, and how their religion or their upbringing has come from a place of not masculine, feminine, mother side or feminine side, and to actually understand that how can we learn from all these religious sources that what is femininity in spirituality from their perspective. Just taking a sit back, it was just, wow, all right, this is going to be something which is going to be a weekly event. Because when we looked at the grand vision of 10th Muse, and multiple different projects going on, and with 10th Muse saying, we are going to have this vision in community at different places on a weekly basis, it also allows not few hundred of individuals. We are now talking about making a difference in thousands of lives.
Yes.
And we have a core target market, if you have to say, who we are here to support.
Yes.
Dreamers.
Yeah.
Visionaries. Passionate. Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy enough to move to LA.
Crazy enough to move to LA.
Yeah.
And then there are parents who are left behind. There are loved ones who are left behind.
Right.
And 10th Muse, if they saw one of their loved ones participate in any of these events, they know the parents, the people who care, they know that our child is in a safe hand.
Yeah.
And this is
that's awesome.
Transparent.
That's powerful. That is powerful, Sam.
Sam Desai.
Da da da.
Yes. That is very powerful.
Dave, if this I may, is, I just want please. To also share with all the listeners.
Yes.
There is a holiday in India which is called Holi, H-O-L-I. And it's a festival of colors.
Okay.
And in festival of colors in India, you see male and female.
Mm.
They are in an environment of not just fun, but respect and spreading colors of life in practical ways. So happy Holi to all your listeners, and just the power that all these different events they co-intersect just at the right time.
Yeah.
So wanted to wish you all happy Holi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sam. That is beautiful. No. I love it.
I wanted to say something about art too, and that's a perfect segue into it really quick. Do we have time for that?
Absolutely. We have about one more minute, folks.
Oh, well then, that's okay.
No, did you want to, what is this?
Basically, you know, our first priests were musicians. Moses was a songwriter. Very few people know this. Art is a way of expressing spirit.
Absolutely.
So please be in your art, express, create, and join us.
Yes. art is absolutely about being in your spirit. I couldn't agree more. That's what, when you are in your art, when you are in your highest excitement, when you are in the wholeness of who you are, you are channeling art, is what I'm saying. When you are, you know, in the wholeness, you are channeling that creative energy. You are channeling that infinite flowing energy that is all of everything that you are, and it strains through art. Not only through art, right, but through allowing yourself to open the chords that channel this energy, right? Ladies and gentlemen, this is all about feeling better. Whether it's the feminine energy or a spirituality, which is all one and the same, or music or art or poetry or dance or Angela's wonderful voice or Sam's brilliant vernacular and way of speaking, it is all about feeling better. That is it. We are sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. Make sure to check out tenthmuse.org, TENTHMUSE.org. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Good Vibe Station. Can't miss us. We love you with all of our hearts. Sending you all the love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. We will see you guys next Sunday. Talk to you soon. All is well, got a peel away another veil. Strip it down to the ground. What's really real? What's really real? What's really real?
Power of the earth and your footprint, peeling back the eyelids on the lotus, giving thanks to the eagle and the condor.